The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We, of course, had the first presidential debate this week on Virgin Media Television on Monday night. And we have the next presidential debate this week. I think this weekend. Is it the Week in Politics are going to have one? And then there'll be a primetime one. And then Pat Kenny is going to be having the big News Talk presidential debate on this station. And there will be presidential debates elsewhere. Ach, Neil Andy Sporacht, Eg Shul, Ertigi Cahar, No Radio, No Gaeltachta. Eileen Flynn is with me, the independent senator. Eileen, I understand you think we should have a debate on TG Cahar, is that right?
Yeah, hi, Kieran. Thanks so much for having me on your programme this evening. Yes, it was just after the debate on Virgin Media, when I was speaking to some of my friends and colleagues, I was like, oh, well, the next one, like, it'll be on TG Cahar, and they're like, no, no, they're not having a debate, a presidential debate on TG Cahar. And that was really mind-blowing for me, considering that Irish is our first language. Now, let me be very clear, I don't have two words of Irish myself, and I think it's really important that we include the Irish, fluent Irish speakers, people who only get their information from the likes of TG Cahar, should be given the opportunity to see a debate and on their screens in our language. Like,
I guess the obvious elephant in the room, or there's two of them, as I said earlier, are the two candidates in Jim Gavin and Heather Humphreys. Both of whom have cúpla focal, like, you know, beag an gael get. They don't have a lot. They certainly wouldn't have enough to carry out a debate, I would think.
You could be right, Kieran. In 2011, TG Cahar hosted a presidential debate, and it was in English. You know, so I'm wondering why they're not doing it this time around. And I think it's really unfair to the candidates as well. As far as I know, none of the three candidates said they wouldn't do a debate on TG Cahar. So I don't know why TG Cahar hasn't even reached out to the three candidates. And let me be very clear, Kieran. Heather Humphreys was the minister with responsibilities around the Irish language. She implemented flags and the importance of the Irish flags in schools in 2016. You know, and then you have Jim Gavin, who took part in champion one of our Irish language festivals here a few years ago. And I think the three candidates claim to want a united Ireland. They claim to value the Irish flag, and they also claim to value the Irish language. And I know that Jim Gavin and Heather Humphreys have said that they want to learn Irish going forward. And I credit the candidates for that. And I think, you know, if TG Cahar was to give that space, I have no doubt that Heather Humphreys and Jim Gavin, including Catherine Connolly, will do a debate on TG Cahar. The debate on Monday night, I know that Catherine Connolly opened up with a bit of Irish. She closed with Irish. And Jim Gavin also had very little Irish, but still he used it. And for me, it's like I can look at the candidates and say, oh, like, two of them don't have Irish, one of them do. It's actually not about the candidates. It's about the Irish, fluent Irish speakers in this country. It's the principle of having it on the national broadcast that's meant to deliver in our language. And for me, as a member of the traveller community, I'm not fluent in Irish. I should be ashamed of myself to say that, but it was unfortunate I didn't grow up with Cant. I know a lot of Cant, however, it's not my first language. And I know what it's like to have a language took away from that community, and I don't want that for the Irish people. And again, like, I represent people all over this country, and a lot of members of the travel community wouldn't be fluent in Irish.
Yeah.
But that's not saying that we don't have interest in Irish language. Like, my two children would be really good Irish speakers, and they're only 6 and 4.
Yeah.
While I don't have it, you know, and if we look at...
Would you try and learn... Sorry, I know we're talking about the debate, but just out of curiosity, would you try and learn it, Eileen? Would you go back and try and learn it?
You know something, Karen, I could be a bit too out in the tooth now.
Go way out of that.
So, I even one of the questions your researchers asked me this morning was, do you think it's important to have the Irish language... if you're running for the presidential elections, I think it is, you know. I genuinely think it is. While our language can, like, I always talk about the importance of language here in the houses of the Oireachtas, and I think it's important that we don't leave people out, we don't block people out, especially now, like, that we're talking about the importance of Irish... Yeah. The Irish flag, the Irish unity. I just think it's really important that if it was RTE, if it was Virgin Media, I can absolutely tell you there'd be uproar about this, because at the end of the day, for your listeners, people, taxpayers' money, TD Catter is getting 60 million euro. That's what they got in the last budget in 2025.
Yeah.
Why can't they not host a debate? That, like, at the end of the day, there's a lot of elderly people in this country that go to TD Catter for their news.
And do it bilingually. Would that be that's what you think, you know, as much Irish as you can, but then just use English when you're stumped.
Yeah, and I'll have to say, Ciarán, from the debate on Monday, you know, a wee bit of Irish was used. A lot of the topic was about... the flag, Irish neutrality, etc., and it was very to the heart of who we are as a nation, you know. And again, as I said, I don't speak Irish. Like, when I was first appointed to the Houses of the Oireachtas, I didn't know what Cathaoirleach meant, you know. And like, now I just value it so much. And even if we look, because how Irish was taught growing, like, you know, for people saying their 60s and 70s, how it was in our education system, education curriculum, wasn't, like, you know, it was bet into you. Some people didn't have an interest. But now we have the Gaeltacht schools for our children. And, like, even for some parents like me who doesn't have a word of Irish, we want our children to learn it.
Yeah. Well, listen, Eileen, thanks a million for joining us. 087 1400 106. Do you agree? Should there be a debate, a disporiacht, Oscoelga, RTG Caherno, Radio on the Gaeltachta, and, you know, you can slip back into English if it suits you better. Eileen Flynn, Independent Senator.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.